From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese leader expresses anger to the U.S. president. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe tells U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remarks at a news conference after discussing the slaying with Mr. Obama in a meeting before the G7 summit. Mr. Obama said he expressed sincere condolences.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets.
The two leaders discussed the incident just days after Japanese authorities arrested Kenneth Franklin Shinzato, a 32-year-old former U.S. Marine who they say confessed to stabbing and strangling the woman. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadya Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. She thanked her countrymen for her release. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner exchange with Russia. Two suspected Russian soldiers were released from Ukraine. Afghanistan's Taliban says Malawi Haibatullah Akhundzada has been appointed as its new chief following the death of Mullah Akhtar Mansur. The Taliban also formally confirmed that Mansur was killed in a U.S. drone attack last week. The new Taliban leader was a deputy to Mansur, along with Sirajuddin Haqqani, the head of the Haqqani Network. Haqqani has retained his position while the son of the group's founder was appointed as second deputy. This is VOA News. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds Hillary Clinton and previous secretaries of state failed to follow guidelines to avoid security risks when using personal emails for official business. The report was to have been released Thursday, but State Department officials hastily called a news conference Wednesday to answer reporters' questions about the findings after they were leaked. Senior officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval for the use of her personal email account to conduct official business, which she was obligated to do. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government. Mr. Netanyahu signed a coalition agreement in the Knesset with his new partner, nationalist Avigdor Lieberman of the Yisrael Beitenu Party. Lieberman is a polarizing figure in Israeli politics and takes a hard line on relations with the Palestinians. He will serve as the new defense minister, playing an influential role in key policy decisions on security. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiations on the latest debt relief arrangement for Greece after talks in Brussels Tuesday night. The International Monetary Fund had demanded a reduction in Greece's debt burden as a condition for further IMF bailout funds. The United Nations says nearly 3 million people in drought-stricken Zimbabwe are going hungry. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Resident Coordinator for Zimbabwe, Bisho Parajuli, says the impact of little rain and low crop yields following 2 years of drought is painfully visible in Matabele land and other dry lands.
We could really see the desperation and the severity of the situation.
A few weeks ago, the United Nations appealed for $360 million to provide life-saving assistance for more than 3 million people. The priority needs are for food, water, health, nutrition, sanitation, and protection. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The daughter of a Hong Kong bookseller who briefly vanished last year is accusing the Chinese government of holding her father under what she called unofficial and illegal detention. Angela Gui, the daughter of publisher Gui Minhai, told lawmakers on the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China Tuesday that her father was abducted by Chinese security agents while he was on vacation in Thailand last October. The elder Gui was not seen or heard from until January. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up, European markets also up, and Asian Pacific markets were mixed at the close of trade Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.